My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and fresh water is coming.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. And let me turn off the echo. There we go. All right. Welcome to the program. So good to have you with me. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate you tuning in with me today. A couple quick things right off the start. Let me just remind you, if you would be so kind, and I want to thank all of you that are doing this, because it is quite obvious that this is happening, and that is the sharing of the program with friends, and I am so grateful. I thank you so much for sharing the TECN-TV link, the sharing the ChosenGenerationRadio.com link, because your numbers are going up. Our viewership went from just over 100,000 the week before to over 200,000 last week, so that means we nearly doubled. And I'm so grateful to you. Thank you for sharing. So please, please continue to share. We've got great programming coming on our program. I hope that you enjoy the Chosen Generation Radio Show that starts things off 3 hours a day. Jen Lowe, Latinas for Trump, is coming on following me. Following that, we've got Randy Perham, who ran for Congress in Alaska. Great stuff on his program. Well, I'm sorry. Following that is Texas Fully Loaded, and my good friend Sandra Witten and Walter Jones and John Boucher. And so I thank you for watching them. I thank you for sticking around and watching our new programming with David Lowry, Pastor David Lowry, Let the Truth Be Told. and for continuing on to our Founders program, which is the exceptional conservative Kenneth McClinton himself. So all day long, great programming right here, Dr. John or John Euler. He's not a doctor. He says to me, "I'm not a doctor," but he's like a doctor. He's really good. John Euler comes on as well in the in-betweens, and lots of great programming here. So stay tuned to ChosenGenerationRadio.com. You can watch all day long right here on our player on our website, and you'll be supporting TECN. Okay, great program lined up for you today. Bottom of hour number three, Julie Klein. I will be in Tinley Park, Illinois this weekend at the Trinity Health Freedom Expo. This is an annual event, and it is put on by Trinity Health College Naturopathic Medicine. The medicine, the means by which God gave us to stay healthy. And I really encourage you to come on out. If you're in the area, come on down to the Even Hotel Event Center there in Tinley Park, Illinois, and join us. It's Saturday and Sunday. Great speakers, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Judy Mikovits, Dr. Brian Hooker, Ty and Charlene Bollinger, just a number of great, they talk about the results they've gotten in curing cancer. Amazing. Amazing. Anyway, we'll have all that for you. Plus, Tim Sheff and I'll be there as well with our CGR Wellness. We'll have this product right here, my Chronic Silver, which this will take care of stomach issues. This will take care of infections in your body. And then they have a spray, a topical spray. And I've used that with my shingles outbreaks. And literally within 48 hours, my shingles outbreak is gone. Gone. And a lot of people are dealing with shingles right now. If you're looking for a solution for shingles, go to mychronicsilver.net, mychronicsilver.net, and input the code CHOSEN, and you'll get a 10% discount, and you want to get the topical spray. It's incredible. And something Dr. Peter McCullough recommended, and that is this nasal spray. If you're out and about, this is what's recommended to help you to battle these biological warfare weapons. All right, so we'll have that. Julie Klein, Tiaran Rose is with me, newsbusters.org and Sensor Track. Some of the stuff that's happening out there is absolutely going to blow your mind. One of the stories that that we want to cover is out on Breitbart. There's a pro-Biden documentary HBO is getting ready to release this next week. To talk about all the incredible things that Joe Biden has done in the last year. I'm not exactly sure. That might be about a 60-second clip. I don't know. But at any rate, that's what they're trying to do. And, you know, more lies, more lies, more lies. Okay, so we'll be talking about that. We've got Clara Lopez and Rick Manning talking foreign policy issues. And then we've also got Jeff Zink, who is running for Congress in Arizona. We'll get an update on what's happening in Arizona. There's a lot going on in Arizona right now. Arizona is a pivotal swing state in this election. Blake is coming back against Kelly, Blake Masters, and it looks like he might pull something off down there. So hopefully that's going to be the case. And of course, Carrie Lake is running for governor. And one of the first things she wants to do is to declare that Arizona is being invaded under Article 1, Section 10, Item 3. I think that's how it breaks down. My constitutional originalist is with us right now. I want to welcome to the program Mr. David Shostakis. David, welcome. Good to have you.
Thanks so much, Greg. Good morning to you. I look forward to seeing you in person later in a couple of days. You know, yeah. That should be it. We're looking very forward to that. And I was talking to our mutual friend Jeff, who's responsible for the silver products that you're referring to. He's going to be at the event as well.
Yes.
So I'm going to have an opportunity to see him. And you mentioned our common friend David Lowry, who's practically my neighbor. So it'll be kind of old home week when you come here to town. So it's kind of exciting because I'm in Orland Park and Tinley is about 10 or 12 minutes from my house.
Fantastic.
So we're really looking forward to seeing you in person. It's always nice to see you virtually, but it's just a real pleasure to be with you in person. So it should be exciting few days while you're here.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm really looking forward to it, and I'm bringing my my youngest son, his first time on the road, and so it'll be exciting to be on the road with him. I'm really looking forward to some bonding time with my son, so that'll be fun too.
That'll be great too. But we know where we won't go. We won't take the Texans to Texas Roadhouse.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. No, I'm looking forward to a good old fashioned Chicago steak again. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Some good stuff.
All right. Let's
Speaking of meat.
Yes.
Speaking of meat, the Supreme Court yesterday was debating pork.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah,
they were debating pork yesterday. California is apparently not happy with the way Iowa treats their pigs. They've said if you treat your pigs the way Iowa treats your pigs, their pigs, you cannot sell that pork in California. That was the whole purpose of the Commerce. That was the actual purpose of the Commerce Clause, is to see to it that states didn't set up barriers between themselves for protecting either industries or doing other trades. It's an interesting problem because apparently the folks in California have some moral issues with certain pork production processes, and they've decided to ban that pork. And apparently about 99% of all the pork in California is brought in from other states. So pretty soon California is going to be without bacon, which will be sad for a lot of folks. There's another reason to leave California, unless of course the Supreme Court steps in and says, it truly is an interesting problem because states are supposed to pass laws that have effects within their state. They're not supposed to try and regulate what other states do, and none of the activities on the California law that prohibits the use of pork says anything about that this is not safe for California consumers or endangers their health or otherwise. They just don't like what Iowa does, and so they're trying to impose their particular values on Iowa, that's what the Supreme Court's debating, and it actually has implications well beyond pork, in terms of states that could possibly determine that they did not want to, they didn't like how something went on in another state, and so they'll say that you can't use their products. And this has been a long settled law that, in terms of what the Commerce Clause actually protects, that states can't actually interfere with interstate commerce. So while it's interesting that the Supreme Court was debating pigs, it was actually bigger issues than pigs themselves.
Well, I understand that, and certainly the significance and the importance of that related to the Commerce Clause. I do find the idea of California having any form of moral issues regarding pigs to be, I don't even know where to put it. Irony doesn't really fit, because California has also signed a bill that says that our grandchildren can be taken by school officials in our states to California and kidnapped by the state of California and then fed drugs to change their gender without our children, their parents' knowledge or any form of notification. They simply need to tell their teacher, I want to be a boy or I want to be a girl, and my parents won't let me. And the state of California has said, no worries, bring them to us. We'll take custody of them and bar the parents from seeing their own children or interfering in the process. That's number one. Number two, they have also passed a bill wherein you can kill a baby up to 28 days after birth if you decide you don't want that child or whatever. You can murder children up to 28 days. So here are these sick pukes having an issue with how pigs are being slaughtered, animals are being treated, but they'll mutilate children and they'll murder babies, and they have no issue with that whatsoever. These are reprobates. Yeah, that's what Romans calls them.
Yeah, no, the hypocrisy knows no bounds, that you have no concerns for human life or human dignity, but you have these huge concerns for the dignity of pigs. And
David,
it seems like it comes right out of The Onion or Babylon Bee, but it doesn't. It's the reality in California.
Well, yeah, and it's beyond dignity. This is deformity. You know, I had a guest on Monday, and they have a new documentary out called The Detransition Diaries, and I really encourage you folks to go for the Center for Bioethic and Culture and watch Detransition Diaries. It's the story of three young ladies who have detransitioned. They were manipulated into believing that taking testosterone and changing their sexual gender would somehow make them happy. They were accepted into that environment with open arms and encouraged, and one of the young ladies actually had a double mastectomy, and they tell their story. And here's the thing that it was explained by Callie Fell, the director of CBC, that most people don't know. And that is, David, that, oh, I got to take my break. But that is, David, that this, once this begins, once you start them on the hormone process, you push these young women into an early menopause. You cause changes, permanent changes in their hormonal structure that ultimately means that they are going to have to be on medication now for the rest of their lives. And that's why Planned Parenthood changed its money model. Back after this.
I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel TAS by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, David Shistokas, our constitutional originalist, and a lot going on in the court. You were just bringing up an election case in Delaware, I think you said.
Yes.
Talk to us about that. You know, again, folks, we're getting into, I mean, elections, you know, it's less than a month. I mean, we're days away.
You know, clearly everybody pays attention and focuses on the United States Supreme Court, but there are many, many things that happen elsewhere that can have significant implications. And about 4 or 5 days ago, the Delaware Supreme Court just indicated that the universal mail-in ballots contravene the Delaware Constitution. And the Delaware Constitution actually defines where mail-in ballots can take place. And that is if you're overseas, you're in the service of the United States, you're sick, you know you're going to be on vacation.
Right.
That is a use absentee ballots. And that is the only kind of mail-in ballots that the Delaware Constitution allows. And so they just, without comment, they issued an order 2 days ago that said the mail-in ballots that were being prepared for this year's elections are unconstitutional. They have to have in-person voting except for excuse balloting.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up because, you know, in years past, but before I got ill, I mean, many years past, but back when I had my company, before I got ill and, you know, and all of those things, I used to use mail-in ballot, you know, the absentee ballot system because I traveled so much that I was oft times out of state. and what have you on, you know, on a business trip or whatever at the point in time that elections were occurring in California where I lived. And so as a result of that, I made it a habit of making sure that I got my mail-in ballot, that I was aware of what the, you know, what was going on in the election so that I could use my
right to vote.
Yeah,
and of course, in those days, the term, actually, mail-in is kind of a new term. The term in those days was absentee.
Yeah.
That is, you were going to be unavailable on election day for any number of legally recognized reasons, that is traveling for business, even a scheduled vacation, or if you're going to, you know, you had some scheduled surgery or you were ill, you had some other issues. And so it was an absentee excuse. You had to provide information as to why you cannot be at the poll on election day.
Right.
And then they would, in fact, provide you a ballot and you could vote.
Which, in my opinion, is a very justifiable and reasonable purpose for an absentee ballot. I think, I don't know. I know there are some purists who say, no, under no conditions, I don't care what, you know, the deal is, unless you're lying in bed dying, I guess. But yeah, it seems to me like it's a justifiable reason. We got about a minute before we go into break. Go ahead, and then we got a whole another half hour.
Delaware.
Yeah.
And this is something interesting that people need to think about relative to all their rights. You know, everybody looks to the Bill of Rights and the United States Constitution for a resolution of a variety of issues. But sometimes, and very often, the constitutions of your states can in fact provide better protection for the exercise of your rights than the United States Constitution does. The United States Constitution is a floor. State constitutions can provide more protection than the U.S. Constitution does.
And I think when we get back, that'd be a great place to go, because that relates to what I was talking about the Article 10 or Article 1, Section 10, Item Number 3 in defense of... Yeah, exactly. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. All right, we'll get into all that coming up. We got another full half hour coming up after this.
To a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My slippers' patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special friend and guest, David Shostakis, Shostakis.com. Be sure and pick up his insight into the writing of the Declaration of Independence. And it really draws a line as well into the relationship between the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States of America. One cannot exist without the other. The Declaration of Independence was the foundation upon which the U.S. Constitution stands. Speaking of which, Section 10, I did it backwards. Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3, is the one that a lot of folks are focusing on when it comes to addressing the invasion at the southern border and the entities that are coming across the immigrant issue, the illegal immigrant issue, and what is being referred to by many experts as an invasion. But it also plays a role relative to these FBI raids that are taking place. For example, the FBI raids that keep happening to pro-life individuals who have ministered to. And it's interesting, Mark Houck, there's a really great story out about a couple who said, you know, if it wasn't for him, our little baby would not have happened. And we are so grateful that he was there and willing to interact with me and help me understand God's plan and purpose for my child.
Yeah, there's a poignant story about that kind of thing in the news right now because of the brand new American League home run record.
Sure.
Aaron Judge was, in fact, put up for adoption after apparently his birth parents had considered abortion. They changed their mind. They put Aaron Judge up for adoption, turned into this huge man that legitimately broke Roger Maris's American League home run record. He was that close to not being among us. And these are the kinds of dangers that we face.
And, you know, Tim Tebow, I firmly believe, was blackballed by the NFL because he and his mom appeared in a Focus on the Family Super Bowl commercial where she simply said that the authorities in the Philippines had suggested to her because of health that she should abort him. And she said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to have my baby. And that was the message. The message of the commercial was just simply the celebration of life. That's it. They didn't get heavy into, you know, abortion is bad or any of that. Just the celebration of life. And I do believe that that in part was the reason why Tim Tebow was blackballed, because Tim Tebow's skills as a quarterback are very similar to the skills of your, you know, guys like Lamar Jackson, right? I can't even think of a quarterback right now, besides maybe a Tom Brady, that is playing Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes' whole game is based on the kind of skill set that Tim Tebow brought to the position of quarterback.
Well, that there you have it. That explains why every life is valuable. Every life has the potential to make a huge contribution to the world, whether it turns out to be the kind of entertainment that sports brings us. But sports brings us much more than just entertainment. It brings us inspiration. It brings us the idea that we can achieve things when we strive, and it sets up so many things. So, and obviously sports things are in the news, and so they're more easily known.
Yeah.
Than the stories of an Einstein or some other people that contribute things in ways that we do not know or do not notice. The folks that put opportunity on the on Mars, the contributors there. So there's contributions from every human that we do not know, and that's the value. That's the value there. You want to talk about Article One?
I do, because I want to talk about the, you know, I kind of left us off at the end of our last segment about AGs and being voted. Yes. And one of the things that you campaigned very hard on in Illinois was getting people to understand the importance and the significance of an elected attorney general and their rights, duties, and responsibilities under the Constitution, and in particular their powers to defend the rights of the individual, which is the whole purpose of our form of government.
Yeah, that is, in fact, the single purpose of the government is, in fact, to, of course, protect life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That is, how, in fact, Jefferson put it, that the governments derive their just powers from the consent of the governed for the purpose of defending those rights. And so to the extent that the government does anything else, the government is overstepping its bounds. And so that's really very important. And that's as we come up to elections, there's going to be a variety of people that are running for attorney generals in the 47 states that do elect their attorney general.
Right.
If you have the opportunity to go to a town hall or an attorney general debate, I think it's a fair question to ask the attorney general candidates. What do you think the office means? How do you view the duties of the office? Are you there to be the lawyer for the government or the lawyer for the people?
Well, and I think another question that is reasonable to be asked has to do with what is their understanding of the term states' rights?
Yeah, that's a fair question, too, because, of course, states have no rights.
And I learned that from my good friend here, David Shostokas. I think somewhere in the recesses of the 60-year-old mind, I had heard that as a child, but it didn't click. It didn't make real sense to me until you explained in much more detail both the 10th and the 9th Amendment and this concept of states and federal power versus individual rights and where that comes from. And then another Joshua Mitchell and Robert Curry who really expand upon Robert Curry in particular, in his one of his series, Common Sense, expands upon why the Founding Fathers rejected Locke's notion of natural law, because Locke's notion of natural law suggested that both that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness were out here, something granted by a god or granted by a government, as opposed to literally being internalized in who we are. We have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness are intrinsic to the very image of who we are. And subsequently, that ties directly in and makes your argument about individual rights even that much more critical, because you're literally in your, when you defend life, you're defending this. You're defending the very right to live and draw breath. That is the defense of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, is the very, because what do we breathe? We breathe life, we breathe liberty, and we breathe the desire in our hearts to be the very best we can be and fulfill our destinies.
Yeah, I usually do it a little more succinctly with this simple thing. People have rights. Governments have authority that is granted by the people for the protection of their rights. And that's the singular purpose of government. And without that, there's no reason for government. And then, you know, this whole concept of group rights. There's no such thing as group rights. There's no such thing as black rights or Latino rights. There's a black pastor that happens to preach in the pulpit. He has the rights to preach in the pulpit. It's not because he's black. It's not because he's any other immutable characteristic outside of being a human being. There is no such thing as group rights. This whole concept of groups don't have rights. Individual people do.
Amen. Well, and as soon as we do that, and we'll get into this on the other side, because as soon as we suggest or we put an adjective in front of either rights or justice, we literally have stripped away the right and the justice. When we label, justice is just that. It's justice. And rights are just that. They are rights. Equal to every individual in our country, all of our citizenry. And it's the reason why we have so many people that do, because there are those that still get this, that flood our country looking for that land of freedom and that land of opportunity. And those are the ones to whom we say, bring us your tired, your weak, your lonely, and let us show them what liberty, true liberty, actually looks like. We're going to take a break. Back with more after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My constitutional originalist, David Shostakis. Be sure and again, pick up his work on the writing of the Declaration of Independence. That's his newest work. You can also get constitutional sound bites that'll help to better explain to you the Constitution and what it means and what its purpose is as he goes through each piece and each portion of the Constitution, including Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3. Finally, Pastor gets that one right in the labeling of it.
I've been praying for you, Greg.
I appreciate that.
And it worked.
Yay! Prayer does work. Wow. Okay. You know, we've really covered a lot of ground today, and I hope, folks, that we have helped you, understand the breadth and the width of these decisions. And a lot of times, I think, David, people, when they think about, you know, court decisions and Supreme Court and so on, it's kind of like it's way out here, up here, at wherever you want to locate that in your thought process, and not really related to me. And yet I hope that today we've helped to bring that back down. But can you speak to that?
I started out
yeah,
talking about the pigs, the California pigs, and or not the California pigs, the Iowa pigs, that the Californians don't like how they're treated.
Certain Californians, the California government.
The California government doesn't like how Iowa treats their pigs. And this is problematic in so many ways. I think that brings home to people, it should bring home to people, that your bacon on your table is part and parcel of what's going on in the Supreme Court. These are the kinds of things that affect your daily life. The Constitution touches us each and every day in so many ways that we don't even think about. That's why your driver's license from wherever you live is good in a state where you weren't licensed. You know, it's because of the Constitution. It's because of the Commerce Clause. It's because you should have the same rights in California that you have in Texas. You know, that's the whole idea behind that. So these decisions are, while they seem, like you mentioned, up there, when you get down to the ultimate decision on the law, they do, in fact, how we live each and every day. And it's worthwhile studying, reading, and understanding that, so that you can properly exercise your own rights.
And there's, you know, the other piece to that is, you know, why we have individual states. Because, you know, for example, you know, many, many, many years ago, when Utah was initially established, it was established by the Mormons because the Mormons wanted to live in polygamy. And so they established a state to that effect. Going back to the 13 colonies, each one of those colonies was more heavily influenced by a particular church denomination. And most of the people who lived in each of those states predominantly belonged to those particular churches, whether they were Puritans or Congregationalists or Baptists or whatever it was. There was also a commonality of, there are certain areas where we're going to agree that we may disagree, but we are still going to be united and be one and work together, and commerce being one of those primary areas.
Yeah, you know, that we also touched on the fact that states do have the authority to give greater protection to rights than other states. You mentioned the Western states. You know, Wyoming and Oregon, long before the 19th Amendment, gave women the right to vote because they were short women in Oregon and Wyoming. You know, they had all the folks coming out to do timber and mining and et cetera. They didn't have any women there. They said, geez, what can we do? We can give women greater rights in here than they have in the rest of the country, and hopefully we'll attract some women that are interested in exercising their own liberty and participating in the government. And so that is another, that's a really great example of why we have states.
Sure.
Because they compete with each other on protecting rights as well, which
well,
is why
and
Texas
it, yeah.
and Florida are so popular now.
Well, and it speaks to the issue of marriage. It speaks to the issue of abortion. You know, it's the reason why Clarence Thomas identified that goofy idea of substantive due process as being just
crazy.
Ridiculous. Yeah, just
crazy.
Absolutely ridiculous.
You know, 30 some years ago in law school, nobody knew what it meant then. They don't know what it means now.
Yeah.
So the best thing to do is get rid of it.
Yes. Yes, 100%. 100%. David, thank you so much for being with us today. I always walk away, you know, just reflecting more and more on our conversations and being prepared and engaged to have better conversations with my guests as a result of it. So I thank you for that.
Fantastic. I look forward to seeing you in person in a few days, Greg.
Absolutely. Absolutely. David Shostokas, Shostokas.com, constitutional originalist, and we are always very appreciative of having David on the program. Coming up here in just a couple of minutes here at the top of the hour, Jeff Zink, who is running for Congress in Arizona, will be with us. Jeff is also a defendant on hold. Because of the fact that he is running for Congress, they have decided to put his trespassing case on hold. However, they are moving forward with the prosecution of his son. They were side by side the entire day. Neither of them entered into the Capitol. They were just, quote unquote, on an arbitrary piece of ground that after they had entered that piece of ground, it was determined that, oh, now you're in violation and now you've trespassed. There are people walking on that same piece of ground right now as I speak, tourists wandering around in the same place that supposedly these individuals violated. This is a violation of Americans' rights, and the states need to step up. Back with more Chosen Generation Radio after this. Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming.